Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Now at 5, an incredible rescue that authorities are calling a miracle. A Peninsula couple feared dead, found after vanishing from their Airbnb on Valentine's Day. We have details on how they made it out alive.
They were like, thank God you found us. We're so happy.
Plus, we are live in Las Vegas for the Nevada caucuses. The candidate jumping out to an early lead right now. And an Oakland rapper accused of orchestrating a multi-million dollar fraud. How he is responding to the accusations made by his ex. Thanks for joining us. I'm Juliette Goodrich. Recovery operations turned into a rescue mission today for a missing Palo Alto couple that authorities feared dead. We are getting new pictures of the couple safe in the hospital after being stranded in the Marin County woods for over a week. KPIX 5's Kenny Choi is live in Inverness with the latest on this incredible rescue. Kenny.
Juliet, this is an unbelievable story of survival and a community coming together to help find this couple. More than 400 volunteers from the search and rescue team spent about 10 to 12 hours each day looking for this couple. Somehow this morning, their hard work paid off, and they're calling it a miracle. By land, water, and air, hundreds of search and rescue volunteers scoured the dense, thick terrain.
Very, very thick. We were following deer trails as best we could, but we were crawling through, breaking through the bushes.
For 7 days, not a single sign of the missing couple, 77-year-old Carol Kaparski and 72-year-old Ian Irwin, until 18-year-old Quincy Webster, a volunteer aided by a golden retriever named Groot, heard something in the woods.
We hear voices. First we thought it was another team, but then they started yelling help. We looked at each other and we're like, that's them. They were like, thank God you found us. We're so happy.
The couple got lost in the dark during a short hike in Tomales Bay State Park on Valentine's Day, less than a half mile from their vacation cottage. They had no jackets, drank from a puddle nearby to survive, with temps dipping into the 30s.
They thought that this was the end for them.
A few others not been in that area. What would have happened?
I don't think they would have made it based on how they were found and how dense the vegetation was that they were in. I do not think that they would have made it without this group of people that you see right behind me.
Authorities say that at one point, Carol tried to get help after Ian injured his ankle, even using her scarf to mark a trail, but didn't get very far because of the dense vegetation.
Speaking with a search manager that we have that's been doing this for 40 years and was also involved in the fire service, and also speaking with the family, this is a miracle.
Authorities also say that the hikers are suffering from hypothermia, but that they are doing okay at a local hospital. They also say that this couple knew this area fairly well and that they were known to have vacationed here in the past. That leads us to the question, how did they get lost on that dark night on Valentine's Day? We're live in Inverness. Kenny Choi, KPIX 5.
It is a miracle. Kenny, thank you. Well, in other news now, air quality testing in West Oakland is just finishing up for the day after the discovery of toxic groundwater shutting down McClyman's High School. The tests are to determine whether the cancer-causing chemical TCE is vaporizing into classrooms. Two recent McClyman's students died of cancer, but officials have not drawn a connection to the alarming discovery.
So school here continues to be closed. It will be closed all week. What we're doing now is we're trying to figure out exactly where we're going to take all the students and staff and put them in alternate locations for Tuesday, Wednesday, and then beyond.
350 high school students may end up having to hold classes at nearby elementary and middle schools. Officials say results should be back later this week. On to campaign 2020. We have a live look at the Las Vegas skyline. The results are trickling in from the Nevada caucuses right now. And election officials are determined to avoid a repeat of the chaos in Iowa. Candidates are trying to appeal to a diverse electorate for the first time this campaign season. Nadia Romero is live in Las Vegas with the latest. And Nadia, we are getting new information from entrance polls in Nevada. So what do the early results show?
Yeah, right now we have about 89 precincts reporting, and overwhelmingly we're seeing that Bernie Sanders is running away with this thing. Still too early for us to call it. But when we looked at our entrance polling and even polling from last week before the debate, Bernie Sanders had a clear lead here. It's really a question of who will come in second, third, and fourth place. All the other candidates are trying to just round out the top four, but Sanders is clearly the front runner here in Nevada. Now, right now on stage, former South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg is on stage addressing the crowds here at his Nevada headquarters. And his message the past couple of days has been about why he believes Bernie Sanders is divisive candidate, is the wrong candidate that will not unite the country. Of course, he thinks that he's the best person to be the Democratic nominee. But when we look at the entrance polls, we see that more than half of the caucus goers are first-time caucus goers. And those are folks who are new to this whole Democratic process. Bernie Sanders believes that first-time caucus goers or first-time voters will be the key to his success. Juliet?
Nadia, unlike Iowa, the state of Nevada certainly provided early voting for caucus goers. How are those counted in today's results?
Yeah, well, we saw more than 70,000 people participate in this early voting process, and this is the first time they've ever done this. And this is one of the reasons why people here in Nevada believe they should be first in the nation and not Iowa. So those folks who did the early voting, they will be counted in the caucus process. So whether you physically showed up today, you got to your first choice candidate, and maybe you weren't viable, then they would look at those paper ballots, those early voters that came in, and see where they're placed. Who was their first, second, third, fourth choice? And they added them in to the people who physically showed up at a caucus site today. So they were included in this caucus process. It's really an innovative idea. We haven't seen this with other caucuses before. Nevada rolling this out today. We do know that about 2% of those early voters, their ballots were thrown out because they were filled out incorrectly, but that's part of the growing pains if you talk to Nevada officials here. And so it's also key to look at the early voters, some 70,000, 76,000 when you look at the number. In 2016, only 84,000 Democrats participated in the caucuses. So they are expecting voter turnout to blow that number out of the water.
Absolutely. All right.
Live in Las Vegas, Nevada, I'm Nadia Romero, KPIX 5.
Good information. Thank you so much. And the California primary is just days away. For a breakdown of all of the big races here in the Bay Area and statewide, you can head to kpix.com/campaign2020. An Oakland rapper accused of leading a multi-million dollar fraud scheme is trying to clear his name. Tonight, Kafani took to Instagram Live to plead his case.
Hey, get your facts straight before you report. Making false accusations. You gotta watch your surroundings and who you be around. Cause they trying to plot your death. Or trying to get you life in the pen. Been through hell and back, so I'll be good.
The FBI says Kafani used stolen identity information to create fraudulent loans and make elaborate purchases. He claims he's been set up by his ex. The 39-year-old rapper gained national attention back in 2013 when he was shot and paralyzed while filming a music video in East Oakland. He made a speedy recovery with the use of a robotic exoskeleton. Kafani made his first court appearance last week and has since been released on $250,000 bail. An insurance fraud sting in the East Bay leads to the arrest of four suspected criminals. And according to the Contra Costa County DA's office, undercover officers were coached by Repair and Body Shop Works to, quote, tell phony stories and lie to the insurance company to support fraudulent insurance claims. And right now, hundreds of UC grad students are putting their jobs on the line. They've been on strike for nearly 2 weeks, demanding higher pay. They faced a deadline last night, come back to work and release the grades of undergraduate or risk being fired. So far, it's unclear whether university administrators have followed through on that threat.
I think graduate students have been very clear that the end of the strike comes when there is a guarantee of no discipline for participation in the strike.
Meanwhile, presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders is weighing in. The senator tweeting, UCSC grad students are fighting to have their labor rights acknowledged. I stand with Pay Us More, UCSC. And UC officials released a statement saying the deadline has not changed and those who do not turn in withheld grades will not be eligible for a spring teaching appointment. Also, future employment as an academic student employee will be assessed on a case-by-case basis. Three people were killed and at least 18 others injured after a bus crashed down an embankment in San Diego County. It happened this morning off Interstate 15 in Palo Mesa. Fire investigators say several passengers were thrown from the bus after the driver swerved off the rain-slicked highway.
Given the weather conditions, the slope and the terrain, this simply adds to the difficulty of such incidents. Thankfully, heavy rescue systems, you know, ropes and those types of things were not required in order to extricate the victims.
Officials say there were no seat belts on the bus. Varying injuries were reported. And coming up, where you can cast your ballots before March 3rd. Plus, Japanese health officials say quarantined cruise ship passengers slipped through the cracks. The revelation now raising concern.
And quite the cloudy day out there for those of us who are riding around the bay, and noticeably cooler for the first half of the weekend. We'll talk about what that means for Sunday and what's going on with this February's lack of rain. We'll take a look at that as well in this forecast.